Ladybird Readers, The Giraffe, The Pelly and Me. Based on the original title by Roald Dahl. Illustrated by Quentin Blake. The Giraffe, The Pelly and Me. Picture words. Billy, the giraffe. The pelican, Pelly. The monkey. The Duke of Hampshire. Hi. Jewels. Beak. Burglar. Ladder. Police. Near my home, there was an old house. In the past, it was a candy store. What a great place for a candy store, I often thought. One day, the house had a new door. A very, very tall door. Then, one of the top windows opened and a head looked at me with big, dark eyes. A second window opened and there was a big pelican. I asked, "Who is your friend in the next window?"
"She is the giraffe," the pelican answered.
A third window opened below the pelican, and there was a monkey. He sang,
"We can clean windows. We work really hard. We never stop to drink tea. Who needs a ladder with friends like us? The giraffe, the Pelly, and me."
I stood and watched. Then the pelican flew down and said,
"Jump in."
The pelican carried me up to the top window in his beak. "Hello," said the giraffe. "What is your name?"
"Billy,"
I said. "We're hungry, Billy," she said. "We must find some windows to clean. Then we can buy food." A big car stopped outside and a man got out and looked up at us.
"Please can you clean the Duke of Hampshire's windows?"
the man said.
"He has lots of windows. And they are very dirty."
"Yes, we can," said the giraffe. The four of us went to the Duke of Hampshire's house.
"Who are you?"
said the Duke.
"We are the window cleaners," sang the monkey. "The giraffe, the Pelly and me."
"What about you?"
the Duke said to me.
"His name is Billy," said the giraffe. "He helps us. I am the ladder. The Pelly holds the water. The monkey is the cleaner."
"Let's start with the top windows," said the giraffe.
"You can't clean the top windows," said the Duke. "They're too high."
"Nothing is too high for me,"
said the giraffe. Then her neck grew longer and longer and longer. The giraffe, the Pelly, and the monkey were very fast and very good at cleaning the Duke's windows. Then they saw something in the top window. They stopped cleaning. The giraffe walked very slowly to us.
"Duke," she said, "there is a man in that bedroom. He is taking things from the cupboard."
"My wife's jewels," said the Duke. "Call the police."
The Pelly threw the water out of his beak
and flew up to the window. He went into the room. When he flew down again, a loud noise came from his beak.
"The Pelly has the burglar," said the monkey.
When the police came, the pelican opened his beak and the police jumped on the burglar. They left, and the old duke said,
"Thank you, my friends. Those jewels are very, very expensive. They are only safe because of you."
The duke smiled.
"Tell me, are you hungry?"
he said. "Very hungry," said the giraffe, the pelican, and the monkey.
"Go and eat in my garden, you three," said the duke. "You can all live here with me." "They are all happy, Billy,"
the duke said.
"Now, what would you like?"
"Well," I said, "there is an old house near my home. I would like to open a candy store there."
"We can do that,"
said the duke.
"You and me."
And we did. When the shop opened, the giraffe, the Pelly, and the monkey came, and they ate lots of candy. They were my best friends, and when they had to go, we were suddenly very quiet. Then the monkey sang,
"It's sad to say goodbye today. We loved being with you, we three. Please, our friend, come and see us again. The giraffe, the Pelly, and me."
Ladybird Readers, The Giraffe, the Pelly, and Me. Read by Jenny Bryce. Text adapted by R.J. Coral. Activities written by Katrin Morris. With thanks to Michelle Port Davies. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, Quinton Blake, 2020. Roald Dahl is a registered trademark of The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited. www.roaldahl.com